This weekend, the Eastern Band of Cherokee will be the first to begin recreational marijuana sales to anyone over 21. The Eastern Band hopes the industry will be an economic boost for the tribe and potentially the region. BPR senior regional reporter Lily Knepp has the story.
When the Great Smoky Cannabis Dispensary opens their doors on Saturday, they will make history. The retail outlet for the purchase of marijuana, gummies, cannabis-infused drinks, and more is the first and only place for adults to legally purchase marijuana in the state. And they expect a crowd. Destiny Crow, an enrolled member of the Eastern Band, is a cannabis consultant in the dispensary. Crow says that the number of customers in the dispensary has steadily increased as sales have expanded.
Our numbers have readily increased, and then we've started offering promotions and weekly specials, which definitely amped it up. But we are extremely excited for our recreation because, as you know, Cherokee's a tourist town. We rely on, you know, our tourists, so being rec is just going to do wonders for this facility as well as our community.
The excitement isn't just about the sales. The budding industry promises to be a big revenue stream for the tribe, who's found previous financial success with casinos in the area. Crow is familiar with the casino, having worked as a table games dealer at Harrah's Cherokee Casino for 11 years. Now as a dispensary employee, she's back in a space once used to train casino workers, an old bingo hall.
It's funny because we started then, you know, doing something to better our tribe through the casino, going live gaming, and here we are again starting another adventure to better our tribe, but with cannabis.
Crow says she's seen folks from across the region driving to the dispensary. While 38 states allow medical marijuana sales, only 24 allow recreational sales, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. And none of those recreational states are in the Southeast, until now. Quala Enterprises General Manager Forrest Parker plans for the increased demand to help the business grow.
We're still standing up the last phases of the first phase of the infrastructure, starting to move into phase two, you know, as we go into full adult use so that we can really be positioned to, you know, supply the most robust menu that anyone has ever seen in cannabis. That's our goal.
He says the company scaled up growing operations to produce more cannabis and expects the demand to increase once recreational sales go live on Saturday. Parker stands outside the greenhouse looking out on the company's 22-acre farm as he imagines the expansion.
As you can see, there's a lot of permanent infrastructure, but there's a whole lot of semi-permanent infrastructure, you'll see.
Right now, the farm is a patchwork of hoop houses, production facilities, and greenhouses, which depend on sunlight to grow the cannabis plants. Parker and other proponents of cannabis say the business is an opportunity for the Eastern Band to diversify its economic portfolio.
Our tribe has always been very smart and conservatively cautious and strategic in how it approaches things, and we're just really trying to maintain those values.
But cannabis isn't the tribe's biggest bet. Tribal Council has invested in many other projects since the farm started in 2022. Last year, the tribe cashed in on its $35 million investment in the world's largest Buc-ee's, a gas station and convenience store which opened as part of the tribe's plans to build an entertainment district in Sevierville, Tennessee. Parker says the investment in Quala Enterprises isn't just about profits, it's about jobs for the community. Lee Griffin agrees. He's human resources director for Quala Enterprises and one of the first dozen employees at the company, which boasts about 160 staff today. Griffin says more than 90% of employees are tribal members. As he talks about the farm, you can hear people at work watering the cannabis plants nearby.
So we're really proud of that fact, right, that we're putting our enrolled members to work. One of the things we've been able to do is hire folks who don't really fit in a box of working at the casino or they don't work for the tribe.
Griffin says the plan is to have 250 employees by the end of the year, and to grow to over 1,000 people employed by 2029. If Quala Enterprises meets its expected growth, it'll be one of the largest employers in Western North Carolina. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.